This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Several Metro East schools will rally this weekend as a state measure advances that would force them to get rid of Native American mascots. The House bill now has 30 sponsors. It would prohibit K-12 schools in Illinois from using a Native name, logo, or mascot. It's advanced to the Illinois Senate. With me now, Collinsville District 10 School Superintendent Dr. Brad Skrdich. Dr. Skrdich, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome, Megan. It's good to speak with you today.
Well, a lot of people on the outside of this might not understand, and they might ask you, do you feel like for Collinsville, the K-Hawk name and the image of an Indian chief in a full headdress would be offensive to Native Americans?
I think we've had those conversations internally, but we've also had those conversations externally with Native American tribes. And we've got their input. And I understand there's different views across the country on this one. But those tribes that are in closer proximity to the Collinsville School District have provided support that says we would welcome the continued use of the Native American headdress as the K-Hawk is depicted today.
Now, that is the Western Cherokee Nation of Arkansas and Missouri that endorsed the district?
Yes, that is. And we have also been communicating with other tribes to garnish their support, but we have not. We're not at a place where we can share that today, but we have also been communicating with federally recognized tribes working on that path as well.
If other groups came to the district and asked you to honor this legislation, would you?
Right now, what we're trying to do is advocate for change. That we can partner with a federally recognized tribe in the legislation and allow local control if we can find that partner and do that. That's our hope right now. As currently as the bill stands in the House, it's passed. The Senate has not. It has been assigned to, it's picked up a sponsor in the Senate. But that being said, if we're forced to change that, then I think that's something we have to look at over time as the legislation is currently written. But currently we're looking for an amendment to the legislation that would allow partnership with a federally recognized tribe. That was on the table a few years back, but didn't make it to a full vote or pass in the House or the Senate.
Dr. Skrdich, what have you told students about this? Because, you know, on one hand, you've got the district and these Native American tribes saying, you know, this is a matter of pride. But for students today, they may be looking at this as an issue of marginalizing another people.
I think what we've always tried to do with Cahokia Mounds in our back door and within our district boundaries is to educate students on the Native American culture, Hispanic heritage, African American culture, Italian culture. We try to expose students to all of those, all of that information, so they have a knowledge and understanding and a background. And if you look at when 1926, when this mascot was chosen and the K-Hawk mascot, as it appears, was for the athleticism, the integrity, and the pride they had in their people. And that was something that was very important. And that was written over almost 100 years ago. So we've tried to focus on that and expose students to varied cultures so they have a knowledge and understanding.
What have your discussions been like with state lawmakers who are sponsoring or supporting this legislation?
Our locally elected officials all voted no, so which we appreciate that in the House, and they heard our voices. We have also been communicating with other legislators around the state because it is not just simply a vote from our Collinsville elected officials. It's from elected officials around the state. So we've been pushing that communication, and there's been varied communication. Thank you for the information. We appreciate you sharing your voices. But at this point in time, we're just trying to make sure they know our position, what we would like to do to have the option for local control, and then do that in a professional manner, not with hate or anger, but in a positive professional manner to have compromise.
You're listening to Dr. Brad Skrdich. He is the superintendent of Collinsville Schools. Just as a practical matter, how much would it cost the district and taxpayers to remove the mascot and images and create new imaging for your district?
We put a pencil to that. Just, I mean, in the simple form of looking at the mascot on the gym floor, when you look at the scoreboards alone, you're going to push almost $750,000 by replacing all those, even though the legislation is written that over time, when you look at all the signage, the logos, the flooring, the scoreboards, everything that is on uniforms, we're going to push well over $1 million, and the number is going to round out really close to $2 million over time.
It's my understanding there are dozens of schools in the state of Illinois that could be impacted by this legislation. I know there are a couple of other schools that are joining you in a rally tomorrow. Could you give us some details?
It's going to be Sunday at 2, and we've partnered with the Muscoota Indians, as well as the Granite City Warriors, to host an informational rally to explain our purpose and why we're there, but then ask people to contact our elected officials and seek an amendment to the bill that would allow districts, there's nearly 100 of them impacted by this around the state, that will allow those districts to partner with a federally recognized tribe that they can find common ground in cultural awareness, education, and also use that mascot and a pride in a positive way.
Now that is at the football field at the high school on Sunday?
Yes, it'll be at Cahawk Stadium on Sunday at 2 p.m.
Dr. Skurdich, thank you so much for your time this morning.
I appreciate it, Megan. Take care and have a good day.
You as well. That, again, Dr. Brad Skurdich with Collinsville Schools joining us on KMOX.